El Paso is now making national news for its COVID crisis. Bob, what's the latest?
I think the word I used last week was catastrophe, and sad to say, I think that was an understatement. Yeah, I think one analogy people might think of is a wildfire, and there's two ways to put out a wildfire. One is to contain it and then extinguish it. The other is to let it burn until it consumes all the available fuel. And unfortunately, in El Paso right now, it's the latter course that we're really taking. There's a couple of key means of being able to sort of surround and contain COVID-19, and that's, you know, extensive testing that yields timely results, quickly followed by contact tracing. We're just not getting that in El Paso. We're doing a lot of testing, but it takes days for the results to come back now. And then the contact tracing is just broken down. Looking at the data today as we speak, only 13% of all the people who've been identified as having contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID-19 has been notified within 48 hours, according to the latest data. That needs to be as close to 100% as possible, and it's just not happening right now. And so we continue to see days with, you know, well over 1,000 new cases. Our hospitals are overrun. Every hospital in town now has tents set up outside it to handle the overflow. The convention center has been set up as an emergency field hospital. It's a crisis, and it's a tragedy, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon.
It seems like it may be more than just the city of El Paso can even handle on its own, but city council was at it late at night trying to decide what to do, and really at it in more ways than one.
Yeah, and this has become something of a hallmark of council meetings over the last few months, unfortunately, and it's, you know, probably the election that's coming up on Tuesday has something to do with this. The mayor and four members of council are up for re-election on Tuesday. But the meeting got really bitter at times. Mayor Margo has never, I've known him for many years and seen him in action in many settings. He's not one that likes dissent. And some of the council members were pushing for the city to close in-person dining for a couple of weeks, which is a move that the mayor took earlier this year. And the mayor refused for a variety of reasons, most notably because the governor has basically stripped localities of that power. But some members of council wanted to try to push the issue. In pushing back on the recommendation, the mayor turned to City Councilman Peter Schwartzbein, who was one of the leaders of the efforts to suspend in-person dining, and told him that he was advocating Gestapo-like tactics. And Peter Schwartzbein's grandmother survived the Holocaust but lost most of her family. It was an incredibly insensitive an idiotic thing to say. The mayor, under some prodding from the local Jewish leaders, did issue a pretty deep apology on Twitter to Peter Schwartzbein the next day. But the damage was done, and it just it's a sign of the ugliness that we're in right now, as people are just worn out by COVID and then also facing this election. And the mayor is facing five opponents on Tuesday in this election. So I'm sure that's weighing on his mind as well.
And speaking of the election, early voting numbers continue to break records. And you're obviously following that very closely.
Yeah, so even in the midst of this pandemic, and you know, I think it's worth stating that El Paso is the worst outbreak of any big city in the country right now. Even with that, we're seeing record numbers of voters. It's possible that by the time the early voting polls close at 10 o'clock Friday night, that we may have surpassed our entire 2016 presidential year turnout, which was a record high for us then. So people are definitely engaged. They still went out to vote even in the cold and the snow this week, although it did trickle down a little bit. I expect it to really pick up on Friday, that last day of early voting, and then we'll see what happens on Tuesday as the votes get counted.
All right. Find these stories at ElPasoMatters.org. Thank you so much, Bob. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.